Good evening, dear friends. On behalf of the vocal saints who meet here, Lord's Day after Lord's Day, I want to give you all a very warm welcome to this gospel preaching tonight. But perhaps a special welcome to anyone who may be in here tonight who's local to these parts and who never usually visits Station Road Hall. But you're all here tonight, perhaps, at the invitation of a friend or a relative. A very warm welcome to you. This is the safest place it's been doctored tonight. It might not be the most comfortable, but a warm welcome to you tonight, dear friends, to this gospel meeting. We're going to start, as always, by singing a grand old gospel song. I like the gospel songs, you know, and it's number 14. Number 14, Christ, the Savior of sinners, came into the world to save. Sing His glory, His worth, His fame. Jesus alone can save. That's the uniqueness of the Christian message. Jesus alone can save. No name else is given. Search through earth and heaven. Jesus alone. Jesus alone, Jesus alone can save. Works of righteousness, all in vain. Jesus alone can save. His blood cleanses from every stain. Jesus alone can save. Can we rise and sing number 14? Can we sing another grand old gospel song? Most of you know I like to sing the gospel songs. Number 104. Number 104. This is full of gospel truth. Nothing either great or small, nothing sin or no. Jesus did it all, long, long ago. It is finished. Yes, indeed. Finished every jot. Sinner, this is all you need, tell me. Is it not? Can we rise and sing number 104? If you've got a Bible, can you turn with me to John 5? The fourth gospel, the gospel by John, in chapter 5. If you haven't got a Bible, don't you be embarrassed. Just you listen and we'll read the scriptures as slowly and as carefully as we can. Verse 1. John 5, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. An angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been a long time in that case, he saith unto him, thou be made whole. The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Now back in Mark's Gospel. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments, He said, if I may touch but its clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing, trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. The same book, chapter 10. Chapter 10. The same gospel by Mark. Verse 46. Well-known portion of the scripture. They all are. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still, I like that. And Jesus stood still, and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately, one of Mark's words, and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Please. Number 199. I think we could sing better when we stand. 199, it's an old favourite of mine. I've been singing this since Sunday school days, and if it please God, I trust to be singing it to my last day. I trust to be so. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again, white and clean? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Can we rise and sing number 199? Amen. Change of another hymn correctly. Something like this. So simple, God's way of salvation. Not trying or doing one's best. Believing in Jesus, the weary, and so find rest. For free as the glorious sunshine, as free as the light in the air, is the blessed redemption of Jesus. Oh, who with his love can compare? Dear friend, are you saved tonight? I ask you, are you saved? It's old-fashioned language. We're old-fashioned people. Are you saved? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal and precious Saviour? The preacher does. With all his faults and failings, the preacher knows the Lord Jesus Christ as his own personal Saviour and happy in it. From the scriptures, three things, albeit physical, never mind, they had a desperate need. Let me say at the very outset of this little meeting, the difference between having a need, conscious of that need. Here before you, desperately ill, but I don't know. I don't know it, but that doesn't lessen the fact that I'm desperately ill. My dear friends, tonight there's a difference between having a need and because of that need. This gospel meeting tonight, and indeed every gospel meeting, is to make the hearers conscious of their need. My hearer, you have a need tonight, outside of Christ, in your sin. You have a need that will go on and on and on. You, Christ, you have a need to be saved. I'm fit and healthy. All my faculties. We are not now talking about physical need. We are now a spiritual need. And if you're sitting in this hall tonight, dear friends, as I look around, as you sit in this hall tonight, if you're outside of Christ, if there's one here outside of Christ, you have a desperate need. Bob Wiley used to sing, it's a grand thing to be saved. And to know it, and to show it, it's a grand thing to be saved. Would to God there were more Bob Wileys in the gospel platform. These had a need. The five, when Jesus went up to Jerusalem, it used to be, I understand, called the Feast of Jehovah, but it degenerated to a Feast of the Jews. Now there is by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. Now we're told that five in Scripture speaks of human weakness. Well, if that be the case, it certainly proves it here. In lay a great multitude of impotent people, physically, or even mentally handicapped, impotent, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. At a certain season, into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Now you know, dear friends, we can read various things into Scripture. Would it be point, meeting, the Spirit of God is troubling the waters? Too much, dear friends, to say that here in this gospel meeting in Station Road Hall, the Spirit of God is troubling the waters. I think we could, I may be wrong. There are folk being saved. Saved daily. People are getting saved, converted, call it what you like. Are you going to let that opportunity? Are you going to let it slip by? The water is being troubled. The Spirit of God is working with you. Sitting here around with friends all around you. Those who enjoy their salvation to a lesser or greater degree. Never mind, they enjoy their salvation. And they want you to enjoy salvation. The preacher wants you to enjoy salvation. What an opportunity. Are you going to let it slide? Because, says these folk, where impotent, blind, halt, and withered. They could do nothing, nothing to help themselves. Gospel songs, you'll pardon us so often, and it goes something like this. Christ is the Savior. He never will fail. Himself could nothing avail, blind, halt, and withered. Could nothing avail. Mark, culture, uncultured, lettered man, unlettered man, religion, irreligion, clever man, ignorant man. Man is a total wreck. That's one side of the gospel. Can never reach the shore. What's the remedy? Listen to the remedy. All who trust in Jesus Christ are saved evermore. Hallelujah. All who trust in Jesus Christ are saved evermore. Those people in at the pool of Bethesda, they needed help from outside of themselves. They could do nothing to cure themselves. They were paralyzed. And you know, dear friends, outside of Christ tonight, you are paralyzed. You cannot take one word of God. God in His mercy and grace has taken steps towards you, and He's moved right towards you in the person of Jesus Christ. And He's come right to where you are. In all your sin, in all your filth and degradation, He's come right to where you are. Oh, like the Good Samaritan, He came right to where the man lay. God has moved out towards you in the love and grace and compassion of His heart. Talking about dispensation, this is the dispensation of grace. When God is dispensing grace in a way that He never did before. Not that there was no grace before the Lord Jesus came, but never was there such a display of grace as when the Lord Jesus Christ came here in flesh. The day of God's matchless grace. These people were impotent, blind, halt, withered, but they could do nothing. They couldn't lift a finger, as we say, to help themselves. Man was there for 8 years. Now, I don't know if that was his age or not, but it's a long time. It's a long time to be a cripple. 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie, the scripture doesn't say so, but I'm convinced that the Lord Jesus had pity on him. Absolutely sure of that. When Jesus saw and knew that he had now been a long time in that case, he said unto him, you know, it's a ridiculous question to ask a cripple, wilt thou be made? One feast. Why did the Lord Jesus ask such a question to such a person in such a condition? He wanted to hear him confess need. Listen, the impotent man answered, sir, I have no man, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. You see, this man realized his and had a sense of his need. I have no man, no man. But we have a man for you tonight, dear friends. In the person of Jesus Christ, the one who went all the way to Calvary, He's your only source of salvation. We present to you tonight, dear, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who was interviewing this man. He said, sir, I have no mind when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. He needed help from outside himself. You need help, unsaved person, in your sins. You need help, not from the preacher, not from any other minister or priest or any other religious person. You need help from outside yourself, from the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone can save. Only Him, Jesus alone, can save. We present to you tonight, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior for sinners. This man was, I was paralyzed, I no doubt couldn't walk, couldn't move. He couldn't lift a finger to help himself, but the Lord Jesus Christ said to him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. The man was cured. Same day was the Sabbath. Chapter 5 was, as it were, Jesus was on his way to a sick bed. The ruler's daughter. And in the meantime, this woman, it says she had an issue of blood. 12 years. Long time. She had this hemorrhage. 12 years. And she says, if I can only touch but his clothes. O tyrants, and thou too shalt behold his saving power this very hour shall bring new life to thee. Oh, this woman had the faith. It says that day she had suffered many things of many physicians and spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. Now it would be foolish, dear friends. It would be foolish for me to say here tonight that she went to the wrong person. Nothing of the sort. She went to the right person. Thank God for the doctor. Thank God for Christian doctors. But thank God for the physician. We need them from time to time. She went to the right person. But you see, dear friends, such is woman's case that it was beyond the remedy of all doctors. The physician, she was beyond that. Her condition was so bad. Where did she go? She went to the great physician. The great physician now is near. The sympathizing Jesus. He droops the blighting heart to cheer. Oh, bless the voice of Jesus. Sweetest name on mortal tongue. Sweetest carol ever sung. Can't remember the rest. Go on to say, Jesus, Jesus. Do you know the great physician? Have you come into contact with the physician? This poor woman, she went to the right person. But unable to help her. Such was her condition, like the man in Luke 10. Unable to help her. Her condition was so bad. I tell you, dear friends, that's your condition before God in your natural state. We have to be faithful. In your seat tonight, in your unregenerate state, this is your condition. It's so bad because the Bible says your trespasses and in sin. So bad that no other person. What can wash away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This woman, she went to the right person, but she was so bad it was beyond her the abilities of helping her. But she comes to the great physician. There was an old brother in Kirkenzie, old Jacob Robertson, used to love to sing this, the great physician. Now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. Oh, dear friends, Jesus loves you. God loves you. He's died for you. He wants to bless you tonight in this hope and doctrine. Are you going to come to him tonight? Are you going to come to the Lord Jesus tonight? As you sit among friends, as you sit among persons who are praying for you. Oh, I know this is simple. I'm only a simple person. I cannot be otherwise. The gospel is simple. So simple, God's way of salvation. Are you going to trust the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? This woman went to the right person, but she needed someone greater. Needed someone greater. And she went to the great physician, and it says she was immediately cured. Her blood was staunched. Spent all that she had. You're hearing of Jesus tonight. Perhaps feebly, never mind. You're hearing of Jesus tonight. And when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press, the crowd, and touched his garments. She had this faith. Oh, touch the hem of his and thou too shalt behold. It was her faith. There were other in the Lord Jesus Christ touched people, even the dead, brought them to life. Touched the ear, made them hear. But in this case, it was the faith of the woman, touched by the hem of his garment. She had that faith. It was the touch of faith. It was a confession of need. She told him all that she had. Let me read it right. Even the disciples were amazed. Master, the crowd's thronging thee, and yet you're asking, who was it that touched you? Then she says, and knowing all that was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. A confession of need. I'm sure she said to the Lord Jesus, I've tried everybody. I've tried all the doctors, the best in the area, and I can't be cured of any. Then he says, this was our need. And the Lord Jesus Christ meets her in all her need. Have you been met in your need? I had a need. It was met by Christ. Most in this hall tonight. And Christ has made. Christ is the answer to every need. It doesn't mean that when you trust to have a trouble, you'll never have a worry. No, no, doesn't mean that. But he's the answer to all your needs. Someone here tonight to trust the Lord Jesus. As we go to this blind in chapter 10, here was another man. Haven't got too good hearing, and like many others, wear a hearing aid. I'm talking now physically blind people. My heart goes out to them. Trudging along the road, having to be led over the road by people. Cannot appreciate the wonders of creation. Never seen it. I think here was a blind man. And when he heard of Jesus, this is it. It's all about Jesus. It says, and when he heard was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. This man needed mercy. Mercy preserved us from what we deserve. Saved us from what we deserve. Mercy. Mercy, there was great and grace was free. Pardoned, there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the mercy of God. Cried out for mercy. Have mercy upon me, thou son of David. Evidently, he would be a Jew. And many charged him, he was a poor, blind beggar. Many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he knew, in a reverence, he said, it's now or never. It's now or never. He cried out the more urgently, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus is passing this way. Oh, dear friends, he's passing this way today. Jesus is passing this way. It might be the last time for you to pass this way. Are you going to and seize on the opportunity? Are you going to be like this poor? Don't let the opportunity go. Seize on it tonight. He cried out the more, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. Creator of the universe. The one who by the word of me, the mighty God, created the universe, standing at the cry of a poor blind beggar. What grace. What grace. Cannot be equaled. Cannot be equaled. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. A call of grace. Call of grace. And casting away his garment, he rose and he... Jesus answered and said to him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Once again, on the face of it, what a ridiculous question to ask a blind man. That's what you and I would say. What wilt thou be? The blind man, here it is again, a confession of need. A confession of need. Lord, he addresses him as Lord. Lord, that I might receive my sight. It was the most precious thing to him. He desired it. He desired it. I can't explain it. He desired it above everything else. He wanted his sight. And I can understand that. Lord, that I might receive a confession of need. Oh, dear friends, sight of Christ tonight, you're spiritually blind. You need your eyes. Are you going to say to Christ tonight, Lord, that I might receive. That's all he needs. That's all the Savior of sinner needs to hear from you. Lord, that I might receive my sight. A confession of need. Unto him, go right, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. He had the companionship of Jesus, the company of Jesus, as he moved along the way. the compassion of Jesus Christ. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately, one of Mark's favorite words, and immediately he received his sight. Oh, dear friends, our little meeting's finished. God loves you. God cried for you. He did all upon Calvary's cross. On your behalf and mine, are you going to spurn his overtures of mercy? Are you going to say no to the Savior tonight? Oh, dear friends, don't turn this opportunity up. You might never have a better. Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way today. Get right with God tonight for his name's sake. Amen. 118. Oh, come to the Savior. He's calling today. How long wilt thou linger? His voice now obey. He's speaking from heaven. He's speaking from heaven. In love, so his blood he has given. Now, be made whole. Dear friends, as we hymn this gospel song, you just let the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I was only about 7 or 8 when I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I didn't know the magnitude of it, of that decision, but I'm thankful now. Let Christ come into your life tonight. And after we sing this hymn, ask our brother Jim here if he'll close the meeting in prayer. Shall we stand and sing number 118?